This is Fresh Air. Composer and conductor Leonard Bernstein turns 70 this week. He'll celebrate at the Tanglewood Festival, where he'll conduct and attend a star-studded music gala in his honor. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new recording that, in his opinion, is the best introduction to Bernstein's work, the music Bernstein should be most valued for.
New York, New York, a hell of a town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a hell of a town.
Hard to believe that Leonard Bernstein is turning 70. His brash youthfulness has been enlivening the musical scene for so long, it's shocking to think of him as getting older. CBS Records has been reissuing many Bernstein recordings on CD, but by far, the most enjoyable is a compilation called the Bernstein Songbook. Little of Bernstein's youthful spirit ever got into his more solemn classical compositions. His symphonies are dreary and derivative. His recent opera, A Quiet Place, is an embarrassing soap opera. But Bernstein wrote some of the best musical comedies in Broadway history. This album celebrates his brilliant achievement with an anthology of some of his most memorable numbers, culled from original cast, soundtrack, and revival albums. There's even a live performance by Frederica von Stade at the Kennedy Center in January 1977, honoring the Carter inauguration with a selection from one of Bernstein's biggest flops, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The unmistakable Bernstein voice and rhythm were already all there in 1944, in the very opening to his very first show, On the Town. Bernstein himself conducts. It's hard not to hear a portrait of Lenny in the song Carried Away, sung here by the team who were not only in the original cast of On the Town, but also wrote the book and lyrics, Betty Comden and Adolph Green.
I try hard to stay controlled, but I get carried away. Try to act aloof and cold, but I get carried away. Why can't I just say the music's grand? Why must I leap up on the stage hysterically? They're playing pizzicato and everything goes blotto. I grab the maestro stick and start leading the
carried band. Away, carried away, away. You'll get carried, yes, carried away.
There are irresistible numbers from the TV soundtrack of Wonderful Town with Rosalind Russell in one of her greatest triumphs, and from the original cast recording of Candide, still the best version. Here's Barbara Cook in her show-stopping satiric aria, Glitter and Be Gay.
Bracelets, lavaliers, can they dry my tears? Can they blind my eyes to shame? Can the brightest brooch shield me from reproach? Can the purest diamond purify my name? And yet, of course, these trinkets are endearing. Ha-ha! I'm awesome, that my sapphire is a star. Ha-ha! I rather like a 20-carat earring. Ha-ha! If I'm not pure, at least my jewels are. Enough, enough! I'll take their diamond necklace and show my noble stuff by being reckless.
There are two superb excerpts from a 1973 recording of Trouble in Tahiti, Bernstein's first opera, and Simple Song, the prettiest number from his controversial Mass, composed for the opening of the Kennedy Center in 1971. The Bernstein Songbook has a few odd mistakes. One of the most ambitious ensemble numbers to find its way into a Broadway musical is the Tonight Quintet from Bernstein's biggest hit, West Side Story. It proves that the popular theater didn't necessarily restrict Bernstein's fertile imagination. But though the quintet is listed on the CD, what we get is only the more conventional duet version. Somebody at CBS can't count. The CD attributes Somewhere to Carol Lawrence when it's actually sung by Rary Grist. No question, though, the original cast of West Side Story is still definitive. One of Bernstein's most charming enterprises was the music and lyrics to four songs for a production of Peter Pan in 1950, starring Gene Arthur and Boris Karloff. The original cast album has been out of print for years, but the new songbook has two numbers, including Karloff as the menacing Captain Hook singing the Plank Song.
There was a man and his name was Frank. Hey ho for the old man Frank, but he had bad habits, cursed and drank. We had to make him walk the plank, 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 plank.
It's not surprising that Leonard Bernstein would write music for a play about a boy who never grows old. On August 25th, he'll be 70.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. From the Bernstein Songbook, this is the finale from On the Town.
There's so much more.
This is Fresh Air.